In sports, the Atlantic boys basketball team played a complete game from the onset Friday night in a Hawkeye 10 road win over Denison Schleswig. 69-42 was your final score. Atlantic fed the ball to Scott Leonard on the block early, and he took advantage, racking up 13 first-half points to help the Trojans build a 20-point halftime lead. The Monarchs went on a small flurry to start the second half, but could never cut the lead under double digits. Atlantic built the lead back over 20 by the end of the third on their way to the conference win. The Trojans got 19 points from both Garrett Franken and Scott Leonard in the victory. Atlantic is now 7-3 on the season and 4-1 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. They'll travel next to Glenwood Tuesday night. Denison falls to 3-5 overall and 2-2 in the Hawkeye 10. The Monarchs will next host St. Albert on Tuesday. Elsewhere in boys basketball, AHSTW defeated Tri-Center Neola 63-53. It was ADM over Bondurant Farrar 70-59. Arweva beating Cam 49-30. Bedford was an 84-54 winner over Southeast Warren. The Boone boys had a 62-50 win over Carroll. Boyer Valley downed Glidden Ralston 67-45. Central Decatur was a 67-50 winner over Afton East Union. Other boys' hoops saw Coon Rapids Baird beat Charter Oak Ute 49-46. Earlham was a 64-47 winner over West Central Valley. East Mills downed Clarinda Academy 67-40. Exira EHK defeated Peyton Chardin 63-49 in boys' basketball. Also in southwest Iowa was Fremont Mills over Essex 81-51. Harlan beating St. Albert 54-45. IKM Manning was a 63-56 winner over Logan Magnolia. I-35 Truro down Lennox 84-73. In overtime, it was Kemper Catholic beating Glenwood 76-67. Lewis Central picked up a 68-32 win over Clarinda. Martinsdale St. Mary's down Mount Air 60-20. Nebraska City beat Council Bluffs TJ in boys hoops 44-27. It was Panorama over Woodward Academy 74-66. Pleasantville downing Nottoway Valley 54-38. Red Oak slipped past Shenandoah 61-57. Oakland Riverside was a 1-point winner over Griswold 55-54. Sydney beat Heartland Christian in boys hoops 80-28. Southwest Valley was a 78-42 winner over Corydon of Wayne. Trainer blew out Missouri Valley 54-18. It was Underwood over Audubon 75-66 in boys basketball. Winner set downing Carlisle 75-52 and Woodward Granger over Dare Casey Guthrie Center 60-45. In girls' hoops, it was Denison Schleswig beating Atlantic 58-35. AHSCW, 10-point win over Tri-Center, 53-43. ADM downing Bondurant Farrar, 61-30. Boone was a 65-38 winner over Carroll in girls' basketball. Cam beat up on Arweva, 67-16. It was Carlisle over Winterset, 50-30. Central Decatur beating Afton East Union in girls' hoops, 75-26. Charter Oak Ute was a 45-38 winner over Coon Rapids Baird. Council Bluffs TJ was a 56-35 winner over Nebraska City. Elsewhere in southwest Iowa, Essex beat Fremont Mills in girls' action 45-38. It was Glidden Ralston over Boyer Valley 55-36. The Griswold girls picked up a 36-27 win over Oakland Riverside. I-35 beat Lennox 63-17. Kemper Catholic was a 64-43 winner over Glenwood. Lewis Central slammed Clarinda 79-17. Also in girls' action, Logan Magnolia slipped past IKM Manning 56-43. Mount Air was a 68-40 winner over Martinsdale St. Mary's. Red Oak beat Shenandoah 55-48. Sydney was an 89-19 winner over Heartland Christian. Other girls' action saw Southwest Valley beat Wayne of Corydon 62-52. St. Albert over Harlan 67-37. Trainer was a 66-23 winner over Mo Valley. Underwood downed Audubon 64-50. West Central Valley of Stewart girls were a 57-47 winner over Earlham. West Monona beat River Valley Correctionville 67-41. And it was Woodward Granger over Adair Casey Guthrie Center 43-29. Sam Houston State quarterback Jeremiah Briscoe won the Walter Payton Award last night as the most outstanding player in the FCS, and Northern Iowa defensive end Carter Schult received the Buck Buchanan Award as the top defensive player. Briscoe, a junior who transferred from UAB after it shut down its football program, passed for 4,602 yards and 57 touchdowns for the Bearcats, who are 12-1 on the season. He beat out Eastern Washington teammates Gage Gabrud, a quarterback, and Cooper Cup, a receiver. Cupp was trying to become a two-time winner of the Peyton Award after taking it last season. Schultz led the FCS with 17 sacks. The other finalists were linebacker Dylan Cole of Missouri State and defensive P.J. Hall of Sam Houston State. Iowa offensive coordinator Greg Davis announced his retirement Friday, ending a coaching career that spanned more than four decades. Davis spent the past five seasons running Iowa's offense. Prior to his stint at Iowa City, Davis was the offensive coordinator at Texas from 1998 to 2010, and he helped the Longhorns win a national title in the 2005 season. Davis's unit struggled at points this season, bottoming out in a 30-3 loss to Florida on Monday in the Outback Bowl. The Hawkeyes finished 95th out of 128 FBS teams with just 24.9 points per game. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz said Greg possesses a great football mind and he brought a perspective and expertise to our program that made every one of our coaches and players better. Ferentz will further address the situation at a press conference on Monday. Davis began his college career as an assistant at Texas A&M in 1978. He also worked at Brown, Georgia, and Arkansas and was Tulane's head coach from 1988 to 91. He followed Mack Brown to both North Carolina and Texas, where he tutored quarterbacks Major Applewhite, Chris Sims, Vince Young, and Colt McCoy. Iowa won 39 games in five seasons with Davis as its offensive coordinator, but the Hawkeyes were often inconsistent from week to week, a trend encapsulated by Davis's final two games when Iowa scored 40 points against Nebraska, but managed just a field goal against the Gators. Davis said, quote, "This is my decision, but not a decision that was reached lightly. I remain passionate about the game of football and enjoy teaching football to our players every day." He said also, "It's time for me to get closer to our family." Speculation will immediately turn to Davis's replacement now. Ferentz's son, Bryant, who spent 2 years as an assistant with the New England Patriots before returning to Iowa to coach the offensive line, will likely get the look from his father. But Iowa fans shouldn't expect Ferentz to make a radical departure from his philosophy of a balanced offense that controls tempo with a punishing offensive line and then a strong rushing attack. The Hawkeyes do return five starters along its line, one of the nation's best in 2016, and running back Akram Wadley's decision Thursday to return to school was a major boost for Iowa's hopes in 2017. Well, in the NBA action, the Cleveland Cavaliers opened a six-game road trip by taking care of the Brooklyn Nets. LeBron James poured in 36 points and had a team-high six assists as the Cavs dumped the Nets 116-108. The Cavaliers dealt the Nets their fifth straight loss and improved to 27-8, tops in the NBA's Eastern Conference by three games over Toronto. Checking out the rest of Friday's NBA action, Mike Conley hit a huge jumper with 55 seconds in overtime left and finished with 27 points to push Memphis past the Warriors, 128-119 at Golden State. Ryan Anderson scored all of his 19 points in the second half, and Eric Gordon added 17 off the bench in Houston's seventh straight win, 100-93 at Orlando. Austin Rivers scored 24 points and nailed four of the Clippers' 13 three-pointers in a 106-98 triumph at Sacramento. Al Horford scored 14 of his 19 points while Boston was rallying in the fourth quarter to beat the visiting 76ers 110-106. Also in the NBA, the Knicks stopped a six-game losing streak by raising an 18-point deficit in a 116-111 win over the Bucks at Milwaukee. Washington earned its ninth straight home win as John Wall scored 18 points and had a season-high 18 assists in a 112-105 triumph over Minnesota. And the Lakers enjoyed a blowout win for a change as Lou Williams dropped in 24 points and Luol Deng had a double-double to lead a 127-100 laugher over Miami. The Lakers won for just the fourth time in their last 20 games and dealt the Heat their seventh loss in eight contests. Sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.